Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the MOB Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Monday morning, kicking off another big week here in the MOB community, and grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday. Always a privilege and an honor and a great deal of fun. And, you know, actually today is a day I'm going to come at you with some gratitude, for sure. I'm going to come at you from a place, I would say, with a full heart. Today I have a big announcement, and it's not something that has come easy. It's something I've been talking about and thinking about for a while, but it's time for me to announce this, and that is that I will be moving on from the MOB Daily Power-Up Call effective this Thursday. So this will be my final week here with you on the MOB Daily Power-Up Call. It has been an amazing almost 5 years. 5 years, it's hard to believe, man. We've been doing the MOB Daily Power-Up Call since about October of 2012. So over 1,000 episodes, over 1 million listens, and I have to say that it has been a huge honor to have this platform, to be able to come to you 4 days a week and to deliver what I think is my best stuff, you know, to come out here every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern, and more importantly, have a great audience of people who are dedicated not just to their success in business, but their success in life, who are committed to climbing the ladder, committed to improving and refining themselves and doing better at what they do. That nobody can ask for anything better than that. And I have to say it's been a tremendous honor for me as a speaker to have a platform to share my message. It's been a tremendous honor for me as a coach and as a consultant to be able to share some of the insights that I give my clients with folks like yourself. And so I just want to say thank you so much to everybody. This will be my final week. I'm looking forward to delivering some of my best stuff that I've delivered over the years. In fact, today I hand-selected today's message specifically because this is something that I actually spoke on my personal podcast, the High Altitude Mentorship Show, and I talked about it a few years ago. But it was such a powerful message then, and I got a lot of great feedback from it that I wanted to share it with you today because it's the kind of message that, in my mind, is applicable pretty much all the time. But because today is Monday, this is an awesome way to kind of kickstart the week. So I thought we'd kickstart my final week here with the MOB Daily Power Call with something I call the Daily Habit of Awesome. And if you think about it, greatness, now that's a big word. We think, ooh, how can I be great at something? Maybe you're born that way. Maybe it's instinctual. Maybe it's something that's dialed into and stitched into your DNA. But frankly, greatness is not a birthright. It's a choice. And the beautiful part is that you can shift at any given moment from being kind of average to getting yourself on that path to being great. And by the way, this is true because the idea of creating a great life, the idea of creating the best version of your life, it's not a destination, right? We always talk about this. Hey, you know, at one point I'm going to be great. At one point I'm going to be awesome at this. In fact, sometimes we're like, at some point I'm just not going to suck at this. And we think it's some form of a destination. We think that when we get to some level of performance, we have arrived. But in fact, it's really a daily way of life. Now, that's what I think is so cool about what we're going to be talking about today, is this is something you can start creating right now. You don't have to wait for it to show up. You don't have to wait for the muscles to be built. You don't have to wait for the talent to be refined. This is a daily habit that you can infuse and start creating in your life. Let's think about the word mastery. That's a whole different ballgame, right? What's different from mastery, but like greatness, mastery is a choice, but the difference is that it's a culmination of years of disciplined action, right? Showing up every single day. So now I want you to kind of forward project. If we're talking about what you can begin right now, what you can start to create for yourself right now, think about what will happen when you do it over the course of several years. You will create what we call mastery. And what's interesting about mastery is, yes, just like greatness, it's something that you can work on every single day, but it's that culmination, it's that buildup of that daily habit of awesome. So how do we do this? How can we create a sense of awesomeness? How can we create this beginning right here, right now, today. The first step is to start your day off right. And I'm not talking about with a great healthy breakfast, although that is part of it. What I'm talking about is, let's start the day off on our agenda. How often do you roll right out of bed, maybe listen to the radio, or listen to the news, or turn the news on the television, or read the newspaper? If you're taking in any kind of media whatsoever, you are taking in somebody else's agenda. That stuff is written specifically to elicit a response from you, to sell you something, to get you to think a certain way. But what about starting the day off thinking the way you want to live? Or programming your brain to operate the way you want it to operate, to serve you? Now, you could do this several ways. You could meditate, you could pray, you could take a moment of quiet, and I definitely recommend those are great practices. Reading something that is either inspiring or instructive to you, something that teaches you something that you want to get really great at. I love to read in the morning. It seems like the one time of the day when I can read uninterrupted. So you set your day up with some meditation, with some reading, absolutely with some exercise. And by the way, when we're talking about exercising, you don't have to train for the Olympics, okay? All you have to do is to get up and maybe go for a quick walk. You could do a little bit of stretching. Some people do yoga. I personally love to get my heart rate going. So it's a concept here that you're getting your body moving and ready for action. You're setting yourself up to physically be awesome, just as you're setting your brain up to be awesome. And yes, you should absolutely fuel up. A good healthy breakfast, something that you actually think through and say, this is what I'm going to use as my rocket fuel for the day. Hydrate, get yourself ready, and tune yourself in to making today an awesome day. Now, here's the challenge I want you to think about. How often do you start your day off on the right foot? How often do you start your day off in a way where you kind of ease your way into the day? Or is it one of these moments where you slam the alarm button, jump out of bed, rush yourself out the door just in time to make it to the first part of your day? I'm telling you, it's worth it if you can give yourself an extra hour or even 2 hours of time in the morning. Does it take discipline? Yeah. Does it take sacrifice? Absolutely. You know, sometimes you got to sacrifice things in the evening in order to have the things in the morning, or sometimes in the middle of the afternoon so that your evening doesn't pile up on you. But the idea is those days, those hours throughout the day are all there. Those minutes are throughout the day. And so we just have to be conscious enough and aware enough of how we are investing our time on a day-to-day basis and ask ourselves, what is the priority? What's most important? Is it important for me to show up and deliver my best stuff, or is it important for me to be on somebody else's agenda? It's very difficult to create that habit of awesome and to have that daily habit of awesome culminate into mastery if we're on somebody else's agenda, if we're constantly subscribing to chaos and disorder. Next, you got to practice setting the tone. What does that mean, setting the tone? What this means is, what I like to do is I like to go ahead and review my day. After the end of the day, when the day's over, I like to look back and ask myself, what went well? What worked well today? What didn't work so well? And what do I need to do differently? That one practice gives you an opportunity to look and say, what can I carry over to tomorrow? So if today was a busy day, if today you had a lot on your plate but you weren't able to get through to it all, then what do you need to do tomorrow in order to pick up that extra stuff that didn't get done today and make sure it gets done tomorrow? It's not a loss. It just means, hey, now all of a sudden we need to make up time. I also like to review my day and get clear on what the desired outcomes are. What am I doing here? What is this all about? Now think about this. If you sit up and you get up at the first thing in the morning and you say, man, hopefully today is better than yesterday, the question you have to ask yourself is, what would make that so? What are the desired outcomes you would like to have in order for this to be a great day? Not just a great day, but an awesome day. You see, the daily habit of awesome is predicated on knowing exactly what it is you want to have. Predicated on knowing the outcomes that you want to create for yourself. Is this the day you make your first sale? Is this the day you make your next sale? Is this the day where you really break through in your business? Is this the day where you finally make that connection with that person that you've been striving to make that connection with? The only way those types of outcomes happen is if we get clear on those outcomes and work toward making them happen right here, right now. So do that daily review of your day at the end of the day. Take a look forward to the day that is about to happen. So this evening, before you go to bed, not right before you go to bed, take a review of the day and ask, how did it go? What went well? What didn't work so well? And what do you need to do differently? Set yourself up for tomorrow. Take a look at what's on your calendar. Take a look at what's coming up for you this week and get yourself ready to shoot toward those outcomes that you want. Get clear on those desired outcomes and then mentally rehearse what you're going to do. I like to kind of walk through my day and imagine what I'm going to be doing. And it just gives me, you know what, I'll tell you what, I actually think it helps you sleep better because you kind of take away all of that stress and that anxiety. You take away some of that guesswork and you allow yourself to relax and say, okay, I've mentally rehearsed it. I've thought this one through. Next, we want to practice temperance. Temperance. Now, a lot of times when you hear the word temperance, it seems like people are saying, oh, what you don't want me to do is to have that extra drink, that extra martini, JT, that extra beer. Or I need to watch how much food I eat. And there might be some truth to that. There might be some application there. But what I'm really talking about is how you think and how you behave. From the activities and the conversations that hold you back to the way you even think about yourself. This is about self-control over your own thoughts. This is about self-control over how you behave on a daily basis. Do you allow yourself to succumb to overwhelm? Do you allow yourself to succumb to procrastination? Do you allow yourself to become distracted? Is it easy to go down that path where you look at all the shiny objects or daydream about what could be? That's the kind of temperance I'm talking about. Avoid those distractions. Cut out the clutter both physically and mentally. Give yourself that airspace, that mental airspace to operate and to deliver your best stuff. And whatever window of time you have, if you only have an hour or two, then you've really got to maximize that time. It's so important to practice that self-control, that psychological, emotional, and certainly physical self-control. And if you're an all-day guy or gal, if you're a person who's building your business right now and you have all day, you're full-time, that's an amazing gift. Honor that gift by showing up and giving your best stuff all day, every day. And it does. It comes down to that I call it self-temperance, that self-control, where you have the ability to take time off. You have the ability to take little breaks throughout the day. Enjoy your lunch. Enjoy your meal. But get right back to it and deliver your best stuff. Next, you want to insulate yourself against toxicity. What I'm talking about here is obviously negative people. And as I mentioned before, the media, that's not going to do you any good. You, of course, want to insulate yourself against that stuff. Now, does it mean that it won't exist? Absolutely. It will mean it exists. It's always out there. But what it means is you can take measures to prevent yourself from having to be inundated by it. You don't have to listen to the news. Trust me, I haven't watched the news in years. Literally, I don't think I'll bet it's been almost 10 years since I've watched the news habitually. Occasionally, I'll pass through a room like in a Starbucks or in an airport, and they've got CNN blaring. Can't help but see that, right? But I don't sit and watch it. And you know what's interesting? I have yet to be left in the dark with anything. I have yet to have missed out on any major stories. I have yet to miss out on any major events. It's crazy. I'm pretty well educated and pretty well in the know, but I don't have to know everything. And neither do you. What's amazing is when you don't have to know everything, you don't have to know all the drama and every single celebrity headline, pretty soon you have more mental airspace to do the really important work, the deep work, the stuff that actually moves the needle and gets you closer to your dreams. It's amazing what happens when we don't focus on other people's drama, the negativity that's being pumped into us every single day by the media or from our negative people in our lives. Don't get drawn into that stuff. This is so important, my friends. You have to watch this. And by the way, it's not just about outside influences. You might be surrounded by people that love you and support you. It's that inner dialogue you also have to be aware of. That inner dialogue. How much of your inner dialogue is supportive? How many times do you support yourself by honoring yourself and talking about how great you are and how you got this and what needs to happen next? Be very careful, my friends. to insulate yourself against this toxicity. Because if you want the daily habit of awesome, if you want to be great every single day, it's very difficult to be great if you're surrounded by negativity, if you're surrounded by disempowering people and thoughts that you can't do this, or thoughts that here we go again. It's so important to be able to dial your mindset in for success and watch yourself and insulate yourself against that toxicity of negativity. And finally, you want to finish strong. And what I mean by that is this. Every single day, do one action that makes you feel amazing. I call it the hell yeah action, something where you pound your fist or put your hands up in the air and say, hell yes, I did that. It's amazing that I found the resolve to jump through that initial feeling of fear, to break through the resistance of I can't, and find a way to say I can and I did. Look ahead to tomorrow and set yourself up for greatness and ask yourself, what's one thing I can do today? What's one thing I could do for tomorrow, right here, right now, that's going to feel amazing, that when I accomplish it, I will feel like I did something. Maybe it's something you've been putting off for a long time. That stuff can weigh us down. It's hard to be awesome. It's hard to be your best when you're weighed down by all kinds of responsibilities or weighed down by all kinds of things that you feel like you have to do. What happens if you knocked a few of those things off? It would feel pretty amazing. Whether it's balancing the checkbook or doing your taxes, work a little bit on it every single day, and you'll feel that sense of momentum that occurs when you get rid of some of that heavy weight. You drop some of the rocks out of the backpack, so to speak. It's an amazing gift to give yourself. And when you finish strong each and every single day, you look back and say, I did that one thing. Maybe this is the day where you do the workout. Maybe this is the day where you pick up the phone and ask for the call for the sale. Whatever it looks like, that one thing that's kind of the hell yeah moment, do it. Finish strong. Do that one hell yeah act. Look ahead to tomorrow and set yourself up for greatness today. Do that hard stuff today, and you will feel the momentum kick in. Here's the question I would ask you. What are some of your daily habits of awesome? What are some things that you would do? What are the things that you do every single day that get you going? You can share that with me, and you can stay connected to me over at facebook.com/flywithjt. But I'm very interested to know how you guys set yourselves up for success, how you are able to show up every single day and continue to hammer that path to success. It's so important to have a regimented approach to it, to have that daily habit of awesome. And if you do it each and every single day and it becomes a habit, then you can't help but be met with greatness. And that is a pretty amazing feeling. So today and every single day, infuse this daily habit of awesome into your life. Show up to it with enthusiasm and with intention. And I promise you, you will have great results in your business and in your life. And it'll be the kind of life that you'll be proud to live and the kind of business that will not only be something that's exciting and very, you know, something to be proud of, but something that you will look back on and say, yes, I built it my way, and that was the best way ever. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moog Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.